सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
We were seeing how a jnani acts in this world.
गतसंगस्य मुक्तस्य ज्ञानावस्थि चेतसः यज्ञ आचरतः कर्म समग्रं प्रविलीयते।
श्लोक नंबर 23 चैप्टर 4। How a jnani acts, how his karma become a karma, how his karma samagram pravaliyate, pravaliyate means all dissolved, all perish. Gata sangasya, he is detached. Gata sanga, sanga attachment. He is free of attachment, detached. Detached from what? From karma phal, from the fruit of action. Muktasya, muktasya means he is free of doership and enjoyership. So no kartitva, no bhoktritva. No doership, no enjoyership. The no enjoyership is indicated by gatsangasya. Muktasya means no doership. Jnana vastit chetasa. At what is his understanding? His chetas, his mind. Mind is established in knowledge. What is that knowledge in which he is established? I am a karta atma. I am a karta atma. He has burnt his ego. How? By the knowledge. A karta atma. So he acts in the world, number one. How? Without doership and without enjoyership. Without doership and enjoyership. Yajnaya acharata. And he is acting. It's not that after jnana he will sit idle. He still acts in the world. Here yajna means loka sangraha. We have seen different meanings of yajna at different shlokas. Somewhere it is worship, somewhere yajna means Vishnu. We have seen all these things earlier. Here yajna means loka sangraha. Loka sangraha means what? Loka sangraha means showing the right path to others. He is jnani, he is acting. How is he acting? Without doership, without enjoyership. And he has got the knowledge that I am akarta atma. Now he will give this knowledge, show right path to others. Others are suffering in this world. He will tell, why are you suffering? You take this path and you will be happy. And what is his vision about all his actions? And why karma of jnani are destroyed? Because Brahmarpanam Brahmavi, Brahmagnav, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena Gantabhyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina, Brahmarpana. For him, the ladle by which all the offerings are done in the fire, that chamas, that spoon, is also Brahman. The mantra which he is chanting, by which he is offering this avis, is also Brahman. The devta for whom he is worshipping is also Brahman. the fruit of action which he is expecting with this yagya is also Brahman. The place where he is conducting this havan is Brahman. The time when he is conducting is also Brahman. So arpan includes these six. Brahma arpan. Brahma havi, whatever he is offering, ghee or samagri, that also is Brahman. Brahmagno, the agni, the fire in which it is being put, is also Brahman. And Brahmana hutam, one who is doing this havan, is also Brahman. He is a grani. He is a Brahman. Brahmana hutam, brahmaivatena gantabhyam, such person who is acting with this vision, where he will reach, what he will attain? He will attain Brahman. And what is the name of a person who is doing all this thing? Brahma Karma Samadhina. His name is Brahma Karma Samadhina. And you all know, we chant this mantra before meals 3 times a day. Because this also is havan. Eating is also havan, we have seen. And this discourse is also havan. That also I have explained in the last class. Discourse is also havan. One who is giving discourse is also Brahman. One who is listening is also Brahman. This mic is chamas, through that which you are reaching to you is also Brahman. The book is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. What will the fruit of action of studying this picture? Mukti, that also is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. So we have to convert all our karma into divine karma. If we act in this way, what will happen? This karma will become akarma. Akarma means what? No pap punya will accrue. No pap punya, no sukh dukh will come. No sukh dukh will come. No vasanas also will be formed. No vasanas formed. The seed for the next birth, gone. Khatam. Now some other yajna are also given to glorify this knowledge. To glorify this knowledge, some other yajnas are also given. Then we see 25.
Daivam meva pare yajnam.
Daivam meva pare yajnam.
Yogina parupasate.
Yogina parupasate.
Brahmagnava pare yajnam.
Brahmagnava pare yajnam.
Yagye naivo pajuvati.
Yagye naivo pajuvati.
Daivam meva pare yajnam. Yogina parupasate. Brahmagnava pare yajnam. Yagye naivo pajuvati.
Apare yoginaha. Apare means some other. Apare yogina, some other yogi. Daivam yajnam. They are doing daiva yajna. Pariyupasate, perform. So some other yogi, they perform daiva yajna. And what others are doing? Brahmagno apare. Apare, other than the first one. In the first line, one yajna. Daiva yajna. In the second line, another yajna. Brahmagno apare yajnam yajneva pujayati. And others offer sacrifice of the self, Atman, as the sacrifice by the self in the fire of Brahman. In the fire of Brahman, they give. Okay. So first yajna is Daiva Yajna. The name of yajna is Daiva Yajna. Apare yogina, apare means yogina, here means karmakandi, ritualist, karmakandi. So what they do? They are doing fire ritual, they are doing. Why they are called yogi? Because yog word means, comes from the yujdhatu. Yujdhatu means unite. So they are united with the karmakhand. So they are also yogi. Karma yog, bhakti yog, jnana yog is also comes This yoga also comes from the yuj dhatu, uniting with the higher, with the Paramatma. But this karmakandi, they are united with karmakand only. They are also yoginan. What they are doing? They are doing devam yagyam. These yagyas pertain to devata like Vayu, Indra. In order to get more and more power, they do all this yagya. Pariupasate has got a upasarga, prefix of pari. Pari means the great. Great. Great means what? Nitya sraddha unuta stranti, with sraddha, with devotion they are doing. With devotion they are doing. This is normal yagya done in the Havan Kund by Karmakandi, like a Jyotishthom. Suppose you want to go to Swarga. Not while living. Swarga you will get only after death. So if you want Swarga after death, you have to perform yagya before death. Before death, we have to do Jyotishthom. Then Swarga will be attained. Or Putreshti yagya, you want Putra here. You can do that fire ritual. Follow the niyams, rules, and you will get that fruit. So one set of people, these karmakandis, they perform daiva yagya. How they perform? With sraddha. With full sraddha they are doing. Other yagya number two. Yagya number two is Brahma yagya or Brahma jnana yagya or jnana yagya. This is for the sadhak. This is not the jnana yagya of a jnani. In chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita will come aruruksha, arurura. Arurura means one who has reached. So this yagya is for the striving, the people who are striving to reach, a sadhak. So apare means here different from the karmakandiya. In the first line, apare refer to karmakandi, which is different from the jnani in Brahmarpan Brahmavi. Second time apare in slok number 25 indicate that sadhak, jivatma, brahmagno. Here the fire is, what is fire? Brahma. Nirupadik Brahma, Nirgun Brahma. That Brahman is that Satyam Jnanam Anantam. That Brahman which is Satyam Jnanam Anantam, that is the Agni, that is fire. Which is indicated by Tat Tvamasi Tat Pad. The word Tat indicates that. And who is the yagya karta? Who is doing this? Sadhak. Who is striving to reach there? What he is doing? Yagyena. He is offering himself. Jivatma is offering himself to the Paramatma. What is this Jivatma offering himself to Paramatma? Is the identity of Jivatma and Paramatma. How he is offering himself? What is the vidhi? By Brahmakar Vritti, he is constantly thinking of Brahman, 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 aham Brahmasmi, or soham, soham, soham. He is doing this thing and he will reach there. What he is doing? He is offering himself. Jivatma is offering himself to Paramatma. Achha, this is Samyak Darshan. Here knowledge is worshipped. What is this knowledge? Tattvamasi. Jeev and Paramatma is one and same. Jeev or Brahman is one and same. This is Samyak knowledge. This is right knowledge. So this is Jnana Yagya, sitting quietly and offering himself to Paramatma by Brahmakar Vritti. Brahmakar Vritti is offering. He puts himself into Brahman. He puts into Brahman means he sees oneness with the Brahman. Brahman is not different from me. So there is no fire ritual here. Jnana yagya is the highest, Lord will say later. Saupadik offers him to Nirupadik Paramatma. This is Jiva Brahma Aikya. This is what we study in Vedanta. All the scriptures, whether it is Bhagavad Gita, Ramayan, Bhagavatam, Upanishad, they all tell only one thing. Jiva Brahma Ikya. Jiva Brahma Ikya. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Chetragya Chapi Mam Vidhi, chapter 13. Chetragya means the Jivatma. Chapi Mam Vidhi, I am that Jivatma. I am that Jivatma. So two yagya we have seen. One is Daiva Yagya. Number two, Brahma Yagya or Gyan Yagya or Brahma Gyan Yagya. You can name this way. Now third, Sanyam Yagya. Verse number 26.
Shrotradinindriyanane. Sanyamagni Sujuvati. Shabdadin Vishayanane. Indriyagni Sujuvati. Shrotradinindriyanane. Sanyamagni Sujuvati. Shabdadin Vishayanane. Indriyagni Sujuvati.
So third yagya is Sanyam Yagya. Sanyam Yagya. Given in the first line of this verse 26. Srotradini Indriyani Anne Sanyam Agni Sujuvati. What is fire? Sanyam Agni, the fire of restraint. So Agni is Sanyam, control. So what he's offering? Srotadini, organs of hearing, etc. Organs of hearing, etc. means, srotra means organ of perception. Adi means others. Srotadini, indriyani. So there are five. Therefore, five organs of perception he is putting into the fire of restraint. Okay. So, what is Sanyam? Next, what is Sanyam? What is Sanyam? So, Sanyam is defined in Patanjali Yoga Sutra. He says, Etatrayam Sanyamya. What is this three? Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi is Sanyam according to Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi. And we all know there are eight limbs, Ashtanga Yoga of Patanjali, Maharshi Patanjali, Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi. Last three are Sanyam. So in Deva Yagya, what did we find? There is a chanting of mantra and offering of habis, samagri. In the Gyan Yagya, we find a jeev is offering himself. And what is there in the Sanyam Yagya? Sense organs are put into the fire of sense control. They control. So what they do? They withdraw the senses. Withdraw the senses, they have come up to the fifth step of Ashtanga Yoga, Pratyahar. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar. Pratyahar means withdrawing. Withdrawing your senses. Then put it into Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. After withdrawing the senses, they are putting all their effort into dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. All these three words are defined by Maharshi Patanjali. What is dharana? What is dhyana? What is samadhi? Dharana. Dharana means desabandha chittasya dharana. So mind is taken away from the senses, sense objects, and then put into the heart. Mind withdrawn from the sense objects. We have to give some job. Mind which is withdrawn from the sense objects is put into the heart, into the mind. It's called dharana. This way mind is controlled. Mind is habituated to go out. Now we are controlling. We are saying, no, withdraw, pratyahar. Kahan jayen? Go into the heart. Why into the heart? Kyun wahan jana hai? Because that Paramatman is sitting in heart only. He is illuminating all our thoughts sitting in the mind. What is the address of Paramatma in our body? Antakaran. So therefore he is withdrawing the mind and telling the mind, you abide in your source. Source means what? The illuminator of the thought. You go there. Dhyan. Then after that, to contemplate is dhyan. Tat pratyay ekatanta dhyan. This is Maharshi Patanjali gives this definition. Tatra pratyay ekatanta dhyan. When there is a flow of one thought continuously, but once you sit for this meditation, what will happen? There will be interruption. You will find the mind going out. You were thinking and meditating on Bhagwan Vishnu or Bhagwan Ram or Bhagwan Shiv or whatever your Isht Devata is, but sometimes you'll find the mind has gone out. It's no more there. So when there is a ektanta continuity, but with the break, this is called dhyana. What is samadhi? Dhyakar vritti samadhi. Same thought continuing, but without break. Without break. That is called samadhi. In samadhi, there are two parts. One is the sabhikalp samadhi, and the second is nirvikalp samadhi. So the thought without interruption is called sabhikalp samadhi. The thoughts with interruption is called dhyana. This sabhikalp samadhi, the thought without interruption, will result into nirvikalp samadhi when the thoughts end. So sanyam in this yajna means dharana, dhyana, samadhi. So it is equivalent to in Vedanta Tattvabodh. In Tattvabodh, it represents dham and uparati. We know sat sampatti, vivek vairagya sat sampatti. In sat sampatti comes sam, control of mind, dham, control of senses, uparati, withdrawing. So dham and uparati is a sanyam yajna, according to the Vedanta, and we have seen according to Patanjali Ma Yoga Sutra also. Now the fourth one is Vishay Grahan Yajna. Vishay Grahan, accepting the sense objects, Yajna. This also is a Yajna. Apare. Now who is this Apare here? One Apare meant Karmakandi. Second Apare was Jivatma. Third Apare here is Grihastha, householder. We are all grihastha. Apare. So what they do? They put sense objects in the fire of senses. Vishay, sense objects are being put into the fire of senses. See, they think that they are offering vishay, sense objects, in the fire of indriya. Other things, Shankaracharya says, some things if I take from the world, only those vishay, sense objects, which are prescribed by Shastra, that is home. All sense objects which are prescribed by Shastra, if I am taking only those sense objects, then it is a home, that is a havan, this is a yajna, this is sacrifice. I am not taking other sense objects. Not taking other sense objects. Like in Bhagavad Gita, you will find Bhagwan will say later on what is sattvic food, what is rajasic food, what is tamasic food. Jaisa khao an, vaisa bane man. So there he will state that you have to take sattvic food, avoid rajasic and tamasic, because if you take sattvic food, the mind will become sattvic. Why? Somebody will ask. Why should I not eat rajasic and tamasic food? तो लॉर्ड हैज सेड देयर दैट इफ यू ईट सात्विक यू विल बिकम सत्वगुणी. आवर जॉब इज दैट वी आर ऑल रजोगुनी एंड तमोगुनी, वी हैव टू कम टू सत्वगुनी बाई एफर्ट. इट विल नॉट हैपन ऑटोमेटिक कि वन डे आई विल बिकम सात्विक एंड आई विल गेट रियलाइज. वंस वी कम इन टू द सत्वगुण देन वी आर फिट फॉर द नॉलेज ऑफ सेल्फ. रियलाइजेशन विल हैपन ओनली वेन वी आर इन द सत्वगुण. Therefore, Bhagavan says in Bhagavad Gita, Nitya Sattvastha Bhava Arjuna. Oh Arjuna, always stay in the Sattagun, Sattagun, Sattagun always. So, some think only the Shastra Vihit, we say, Bhog is home. And what we say, Na idam mama in home. We say, this is not for me, this is not for me. This is how we say. Now, next. 27.
सर्वानिन्द्रियकर्माणि प्राणकर्माणि चापरे
प्राणकर्माणि चापरे
आत्मसंयमयोगाग्नौ
आत्मसंयमयोगाग्नौ
जुवति ज्ञानदीपिते
जुवति ज्ञानदीपिते
सर्वानिन्द्रियकर्माणि प्राणकर्माणि चापरे आत्मसंयमयोगाग्नौ जुवति ज्ञानदीपिते.
नाउ दिस इज यज्ञ नंबर 5 एंड द नेम ऑफ दिस यज्ञ इज निर्बीज समाधि यज्ञ और आत्मसंयम योग यज्ञ. निर्बीज समाधि यज्ञ और आत्मसंयम योग यज्ञ. What this sadhak is doing? Sarvani, all, indriyani, indriya karmani, functions of all senses. All senses, 5 jnanendriya, 5 karmendriya, man and buddhi. Manasasthani, indriyani, man is also indriya. Lord will say later in Bhagavad Gita. Prana karmani and the functions of prana, cha apare, others, आत्मसंयम योग अग्नो इन द फायर ऑफ द योग ऑफ सेल्फ कंट्रोल. दिस इज ऑल्सो अग्नि फायर ऑफ योग ऑफ सेल्फ कंट्रोल. जुवती सेक्रीफाइस ज्ञान दीपिते किंडल्ड बाई नॉलेज किंडल्ड बाई नॉलेज. सो अदर्स अगेन सेक्रीफाइस ऑल द फंक्शंस ऑफ द सेंसेस एंड द फंक्शंस ऑफ प्राण इन द फायर ऑफ द योग ऑफ सेल्फ कंट्रोल किंडल्ड बाई नॉलेज. So samadhi is of two types. One is sabij samadhi, another is nirbij samadhi. Sabij samadhi and nirbij samadhi. What is bij here? Bij is avidya. Bij here is avidya. That means we can go to samadhi with avidya, sabij samadhi, and nirbij samadhi without avidya. Going into samadhi with avidya, number one, sabij samadhi, and nirbij samadhi, going into samadhi without avidya. So sabij samadhi, what is sabij samadhi? Ashtang yog. Ashtang yog, we all know. Yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, and then dharana, dhyan, samadhi. If we practice this thing, we will definitely reach to the state of samadhi. Definitely will reach. But what will happen in the state of samadhi? Chitta vritti nirodha. Ultimate is that chitta vritti nirvikal samadhi. What is nirvikal samadhi? Where is the chitta vritti nirodha? There is a cessation of all the thoughts of chitta. Chitta means mind. Cessation of all thoughts of mind is yoga. When that happens, you have reached that place. Suppose you followed Ashtanga Yoga and you reach there. This is called Sabhi Samadhi. Your thought will all stop. You went there, you experienced and you came back. Sabhi Samadhi, you went as an ignorant, came back as an ignorant, you went as a jnani, came back as a jnani, like in the deep sleep. We go into the deep sleep as a teacher, as a professor, as an engineer, as a doctor, as a lawyer, and we come back again without any change. Have you ever seen a doctor becoming engineer in overnight? No. Same thing happens with the sabhi samadhi. What is nirvish samadhi? Jnana dipite. You see the word there?
Jnana dipite.
Jnana dipite. Jnana dipite means you have the knowledge first before going to samadhi. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of that Atman, knowledge of that Brahman. How you will get? You have to go to Guru. What you have to do? You have to surrender. How Arjun surrendered to Lord Krishna? He said, now I surrender. Then after that, Bhagwan gave him the knowledge. Similarly, we have to surrender to the Guru. How the knowledge will be passed? Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. Knowledge will not happen by self-study. No. Why? I can sit with the dictionary and Sanskrit and study Vedas. Not happen. 96%, 95% of Veda are only karmakanda. And even if you sit with the dictionary, who is going to tell you, here yajna means Vishnu, here yajna means worship, here yajna means loksangra, here atman means atman, here atman means body, here atman means mind, here atman means intellect. Kaun bolega? Dictionary can't tell that. Therefore, self-study is not going to help. We have to listen, sravan, manan, nididhyasan. So nirvish samadhi is also a yajna. Why it is yajna? Because he is sacrificing five jnanendriya, five karmendriya, man, buddhi. See the word, sarvani indriya karmani. Sarvani indriya, we have 10 bahikaran, 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action and 4 antakaran, man and buddhi, and also prana karmani, 5 pranas, functions of pranas. So those who are studying Vedant or who are already studied Tattvabodh, so 5 Jnanendriya plus 5 Karmendriya plus 5 Prana, Mana, Buddhi, 17. Do you remember something? 17? Sir. 17 items are subtle body, Sushma Sarir. So what he's offering? In Nirvish Samadhi, he is offering these 17 items into that fire. How is that fire? Jnana dipite. Kindled by the knowledge. With the knowledge, he is offering his subtle body. And one of the items of subtle body is mind. What is mind? Mind is flow of thought. When mind is offered, that means no more thoughts are there. No more thoughts are there. You have gone beyond. This is Nirvish Samadhi. Such a person, when he goes into Nirvish Samadhi, without avidya, how avidya was removed? Always remember, ajnan will go away only by one method, that is sravan. Likh ke rakh lo. Kabhi jeevan mein galti nahi karna. Never forget this thing. Ajnan, ignorance will go away only by sravan, not in meditation. So we have to have the knowledge of Atman first. Then if you want to verify, either you accept the bulb is glowing, there is electricity. If you are an intelligent person, you will accept the bulb itself cannot glow. There must be something electricity. But if you want to verify electricity hai ki nahi, then what you have to do? You have to take a bad conductor. Take a step, iron, aluminium step, open the bulb, and then slowly put your finger there inside. you will experience what is electricity. So Nirbhi Samadhi is going into Samadhi with knowledge. Sabhi Samadhi without knowledge. In both cases you will be successful. In Sabhi Samadhi with ignorance you will come as an ignorant. In Nirbhi Samadhi you go with the knowledge. You verify that I am Brahman. You come as a Brahman. You are no more Ajnani. You are no more Jeev. Jeev is ending. Jeev Khatam. After this comes the Drabya Yagya, next verse, but we don't have time. We will take up in our next class. Drabya Yagya. He is offering Drabya, you know. We'll discuss in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.